Okay, good night, Shabbos. Let's learn a piece from the Chayza Ulin. Kasha Sosa the Tzaddik, have a lichta Gera Shabbos, lichta Shabbos. So in the parasha, it talks about all the Kalim of the Mishkan. So the main vessel is the Aron. So on top of the Aron, you have the Kruvim. So the Kruvim, according to Chazal, always correspond to Hashem and the Jewish people. That's why when it's a good situation, they're face to face, negative. So the question the Chayza is dealing with is that when you compare Klal Yisrael and Hashem, it's always Hashem and Klal Yisrael is Chasan and Kala, right? Male and female. So the problem is that the pasuk describing the two Kruvim, it says Upneim Ish El Achiv. Ish El Achiv means both male. So what does it mean? How could that correspond to the relationship between us and Hashem? That's what he's talking about. So he says like this: Pirish. The meaning is as follows: Yifal, a person, an individual, Klal Yisrael, always have to make sure she Upanav Yisparach Upnei Knesset Yisrael Tamid Ish El Achiv. We always have to make sure that our faces, so to speak, Hashem and us, are towards each other like Ish El Achiv. What does that mean? So he says as follows: Kina Kishesh Tzadikim Malan Tamin Ma'inok V'Nutshuka V'Tzarcha Shel Knesset Yisrael Yel Yisparach. So the dynamic is that the Jewish people turn towards Hashem. We long for Hashem. We do mitzvahs. We serve Hashem. We give avoda. So we sort of turn to Him as a female, kiviyachol, wanting, davening, needing hashpa. V'yeshla Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kairuos Ruach Bam. The Rabbanu Shalom has nachas and simcha from us turning to Him. Umashpiatam leknesses Yisrael kol tzarcha, and He's mashpiatas. Achar kach, but take if tshuka v'ahava believe knesses Yisrael Hashem Yisparach, and then the dynamic continues. We receive from Hashem, which means we want to connect more. We turn to Him deeper, and Hashem turns to us deeper, and so on. So he says, those that receive, the Jewish people, nikra nukva, are usually described as in the feminine. Ach, kakash baruch hu makabel tamid nachas ruach meknesset Yisrael. But the truth is, since the Rabbanu Shalom is waiting for us to turn to Him, to have the opportunity to be mashpia, so to a certain degree, we are being mashpia on Hashem. We're giving Hashem the nachas and the simcha that He, kivyocha, wants, in order to have the excuse, kivyocha, to give to us. So nikrem gam dechar. Therefore, to a certain degree, we're also called the male in terms of mashpia. Mashpia tanug lo yisbrach, that we give Hashem tanug and pleasure by giving Him the opportunity to be mashpia to us by us turning to Him. Zel pneim ish al achav. That's the meaning of the pasuk describing it, a man to each other. Now, it's both mashpia. So he says, ze yesh loimer, and it can be similar to what Chazal say, ketam lefnei harav, like a student before the Rebbe, the ein of lamata, and the student is obviously in a situation of receiving, but nevertheless, Talmud Toiv Shemach Kemis Rabbi, but the Talmud to a certain degree is also Mashpia, because through the Talmud receiving, the Rebbe is able to come up with deeper Torahs in order to then be Mashpia. So he says, Unami Rav Mashpia L'Rav, so it comes out the student is also Mashpia to the Rav, and they're both mashpia to each other, and that's ish elachim. No? So during the 6 days of the week, generally speaking, we're just receiving. Come Shabbos, we realize that by us receiving, it gives the Rabbanu Shalom so much nachas to give more, that it turns out that we weren't just receiving, we're actually giving as well. And then there's a relationship of complete equality between us, kiviyachol, and the Rabbanu Shalom of ish elachim. No? That's why ish elachim was the Aron, that's the place of where Moshe Rabbeinu had his nevuah. It says, Mibain Shnei Akruvim, that Hashem spoke to Moshe between the two Kruvim. That Mibain Shnei Akruvim, between the two Kruvim, is Rosh HaTevis Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is Bechina Shabbos, Yismach Moshe Manas Chelkai is Shabbos. So Shabbos, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the two Kruvim, means us and Hashem being in that even relationship where He's Mashpia to us, obviously, but by us receiving, we're actually being Mashpia to Him as well. To experience that Hashpah in both ways. The B'ez Kol Tzag Rachamim, Meher V'meinu, Amen. Alich Tegis Shabbos.